From London, BBC Caribbean Report. In a major change of heart, Guyana's President Desmond Hoyt has finally bowed to opposition demands for the removal of the Election Commission Chairman, Sir Harold Bollers. Trinidad's External Affairs Minister says he may still press for a CARICOM observer team at the Guyana elections, and Britain's decision to abolish capital punishment in its Caribbean dependencies causes anger in the BVI, but no anxiety in Anguilla. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
I cannot and will not remove the chairman of the Elections Commission on the whim of the opposition. And all we have are these demands for the removal of that distinguished gentleman. I will not have that.
That was the Guyanese president, Desmond Hoyt, speaking in Georgetown 48 hours ago. He stated unequivocally that he would not bow to opposition demands for the removal of Electoral Commission Chairman Sir Harold Bollers and for the complete overhaul of the commission. However, today, President Hoyt bowed to external pressure and announced he is prepared to do a U-turn on the controversial issue. Sharif Khan reports from Georgetown. President Hoyt had a change of heart after meeting with representatives of the Carter Center.
Belize Prime Minister Mr. George Price, a vice chairman in the Carter outfit, and Carter aide Dr. Robert Pastor told reporters here Mr. Hoyt has now agreed to appoint a new Elections Commission chairman from among six names proposed by the Opposition Patriotic Coalition for Democracy. Opposition parties and other groups have long said they had no confidence in current chairman Sir Harold Bollers, and up to Wednesday Mr. Hoyt declared he would not be forced into removing him. Mr. Price and Dr. Pastor arrived here to assess current voter registration the same day Mr. Hoyt reaffirmed his stand with Sir Harold. Today, after long sessions last night with the Guyanese president and opposition leaders, Mr. Price and Dr. Pastor had a different story to tell.
We are very encouraged by President Hoyt's statement that the Elections Commission has the responsibility for free elections. And we are heartened by his repeated efforts to demonstrate his commitment to a free and fair election.
The PNC and the opposition will each appoint two new members to the Elections Commission. Second, a new chairman will be appointed by the president from a list that has been proposed to him by the opposition. The president has assured us that he will seriously consider this proposal if he receives a letter from the opposition, the Patriotic Coalition for Democracy, by Friday, April 12th.
Both men say they believe there are grounds for a free and fair election, and the pastor says the Carter Center is concerned about trying to reinforce the democratic process. They also said that with the breakthroughs, it should be easy to detect any attempt at rigging the next election. The center says that although there were some problems with the initial stages of the voter registration, officials have found signs of corrective actions. Mr. Price and Pastor said it appears the registration is picking up steam. President Carter's first breakthrough came last October when he persuaded Mr. Hoyt to give in to long-standing opposition demands for house-to-house registration and counting of ballots at polling stations. In Georgetown, Sharif Khan for BBC Caribbean Report.
And the Belize Prime Minister George Price and Robert Pastor of the Carter Center have now moved on to Suriname for exploratory talks with all parties there in preparation for the May 25th elections. Mr. Pastor will then go on to Caracas to brief Venezuelan President Carlos Andres Perez on developments in Guyana and Suriname. And as President Hoyt removes the last remaining obstacles to reform of the country's electoral system, there is mounting pressure on him to invite CARICOM to send its own observer team to the elections. This today from St. Lucia's Agriculture Minister, Ferdinand Henry.
If we took the initiative to send, to file in a team to oversee and to assist in organizing and overseeing what happened in Haiti, I think we should be similarly committed to ensure that the democratic process is upheld to its highest principles in Guyana. And we are having a ministers' conference, ministers of agriculture conference soon in St. Lucia by June. And you could rest assured that I will raise that matter there, because I think committed as a Caribbean person, committed to ensure as CARICOM functions in the directions which it should.
St. Lucia's Agriculture Minister lending his support to calls for a CARICOM observer team to monitor the Guyana elections. Such a plan seemed possible when the heads of government met in Trinidad in February. However, it was pushed aside in favor of a fairly substantial presence on the Commonwealth Observer team invited by President Hoyt. However, as I found out from Trinidad's External Affairs Minister, Dr. Shadio Basdeo, it appears the Commonwealth wants to place a limit on CARICOM representation.
We are told that there would be, at this point, a team of 15 members of the Commonwealth, of which number four would be representatives from the CARICOM region, and one of that four would be a member from Trinidad and Tobago. As Minister of External Affairs and International Trade, I feel that that is not good enough.